This is an exciting day, exciting time, a fun time for our organization. This has been in the works. This building and some renovations over across the way have been in the works now for several years. And to culminate this with impeccable timing this week, given that we're playing in a dome and the weather is not going to be very good here, I think you'll see us in this building tomorrow and Thursday. I can't say that for sure. That's the coach's decision, but I would guess, given the climate and given what we're going into on Sunday, we'll utilize this right away. I want to thank a few people, and you should know that a lot of hard work over a lot of years went into this, and it starts primarily with our Vice President of Operations, Chip Conway, who's behind me on the left and who's going to give you a tour here today. His staff worked tirelessly. We didn't have to move out of our building across the way. We didn't miss a practice. It was difficult for the fans. They couldn't come to training camp this year. But as you will see, moving forward, we'll have a great experience for them, we think, starting with next year's training camp. And we're really looking forward to that. And I think after you view this building and view some of the views, you'll get a sense of what they'll get to see and participate in when they come next July and August. Also, you know, our owner always had great instincts, always has great instincts and great vision, and there's no question Pat Bowlen, when he looked at this, he said, make sure you do this the right way, and you don't leave anything behind that you're going to have to put in later. And I think when you see this, you'll see all the facilities that we've put in here, facilities for the media, a new and a bigger team store, locker rooms and meeting rooms for an opposing team if we host a team here in training camp, which in the future we'll obviously do more of, and we're looking forward to that. Some hospitality areas for training camp, things along those lines. I don't know if I've left anything out. Chip will fill you in on other things, and you'll get a feel for it as you go around. There's three floors to this building. The field is 100 yards plus end zones. We've got goalposts in here. Plenty of width on the sideline. Player can complete a receiver can complete his route at full speed and not worry about running into walls. You know, we did it the right way. The only thing we can't do it out here, the only guy that we really put the screws to was Britton Colquitt. He can't punt in here because he's going to hit the roof, so he'll have to go outside. But you can practice punts with the machine that they use, and field goals obviously are permissible. Our position on this building is it's football first, and we're going to take our time to decide how our team will utilize it, how often we'll utilize it. As we get used to that and we understand what the schedule is going to be, not only during the season but in the off season, we anticipate that we'll be able to use this building for a lot of things. And we look forward to sharing it with some people in the community down the road. We'll host parties. We'll host events in here. We'll do a lot of different things that we do now, some of down at the stadium, and it'll still be a fresh new building and an opportunity for us to extend our facilities to other people outside the organization. So we're looking forward to that as well.